The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or "to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. In all your spare time, you should someday read an enlightening little book by Hans Urs von Balthasar called Dare We Hope That All Men Be Saved. Even if you don't fully understand his theology or entirely disagree with it, you may enjoy his editorial comments. For example, he writes about how both liberals and conservatives despise him, saying, "So be it. If I have been cast aside as a hopeless conservative by the tribe on the left, then I know what sort of dung heap I have been dumped upon by the right." But back to matters of substance. That is, it is when both the right and the left castigate you that you are closest to Christ. The gist of von Balthasar's book is that we can truly hope that all people will be saved, even if in the end, some may not be saved. That sounds contradictory, but it's not. In other words, that future and final state of affairs, who ends up in heaven, and who, if anyone, falls into hell, does not need to blunt the edge of our hope today. We can not only hope for all men to be saved, we can even translate that hope into prayer, no matter how wretched the sinner. Have you noticed how we offer every Mass for a particular intention? I make a point to mention explicitly that intention during the prayers of the faithful, or more simply, the petitions. Often, though not always, we pray for our beloved dead. And that is certainly a holy and pious practice. But that does not preclude us praying for our unbeloved dead. That is, people we consider our enemies on earth, people who may not make it to heaven. And when you think about it, who needs our prayers more? Clearly, our foes more than our friends. And not only because our prayers may help them, but mainly because our prayers help us. That is, when we pray for our enemies, we love our enemies, as Jesus taught us to do. In other words, when we pray for our unbeloved dead, our hearts soften toward them. And then, maybe we will be saved. Von Balthasar's basic stance toward who will be saved and who will be lost is essentially to plead ignorance, or as we sometimes say, plead the Fifth Amendment. That is, while he lists the many scripture passages that teach the certainty of people going to hell and the probability that many end up there, he also marshals an impressive list of scriptures that teach how much God desires all men to be saved. And that was Jesus' deepest desire on the cross. For example, we heard at Mass a few days ago, Jesus say, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." Thus, Balthasar concludes, what we have here are two series of statements. We neither can nor may bring into syntheses. In baseball, there's a curious rule called tie goes to the runner. Have you ever heard that? Meaning, if it's not clear if the runner was safe or out at first base, then which is he? He's safe. Similarly, the scripture passages about salvation and damnation are sort of tied. And so we may hope that all the runners, the players, will be saved. In the gospel today, we see another example of how the tie goes to the runner. The beloved disciple John asked Jesus who will betray him. And Jesus says, "Watch for the signal of to whom I give the morsel of bread." But the gesture of sharing bread is not only a sign of who will betray Jesus, but also a gesture of love. Like when a bride and a groom feed each other a piece of wedding cake at their reception. In other words, the morsel of bread is not only an indication of Judas, it was also an invitation to Judas to think again about his course of action. And perhaps it was also a last-ditch effort by Jesus that even after the betrayal, Judas might remember our Lord's love and not despair. In other words, even though Jesus knew what Judas planned to do, he knows everything, he still held out hope that Judas might repent in the end and be saved. When Jesus died on the cross on Good Friday, he did not die only for our beloved dead, but also for our unbeloved dead, like Judas. It is interesting and highly instructive that the Catholic Church has never declared that any individual person by name is in hell, not even Judas. We declare, of course, certain people by name are in heaven, the saints. Why? Because we have proof in their miracles, that their presence is in paradise. But we have no rock solid proof that anyone, not even Judas Iscariot, is in hell. We have a lot of scriptures that he might be. And we have a lot of equal number of scriptures that he might not be. And if that's the case, the tie goes to the runner. Praise be Jesus Christ.